This lecture continues our look at landfill tax, and we start by looking at when a landfill site operator can claim money back from customs. Credit can be claimed under parts 5, 6 and 7 of the landfill tax regulations. We will take each of these in order. Firstly, part 5 is concerned with permanent removals. Credit can be claimed under this part where either of the following conditions are satisfied. Firstly, the reuse condition. This means the material has been recycled or incinerated or removed from the landfill site for use elsewhere, which does not include dumping on another landfill site. Or it has been removed for use in the restoration of a landfill site and the material involved has previously been used to create or maintain a temporary hard standing or temporary screening bund or temporary haul road. The material must have been recycled, incinerated or removed within 1 year of the original disposal. This 1 year is extended to 5 years if water has been added in order to assist in its disposal. The idea behind this credit is that landfill tax applies where waste is landfilled. If it has been removed and taken elsewhere and effectively recycled, then the tax should not be due. The second circumstance where credit can be claimed is where the enforced removal condition is satisfied. Like the title suggests, this is where the disposal has been in breach of the terms of the license in order to be a landfill site, and the operator has been directed to remove the material, and it has therefore had to be disposed of in a different landfill site. Where this happens, landfill tax will have to be paid again on the subsequent disposal. So, as the landfill tax has been paid twice, the original operator can claim a credit for the tax on the original disposal. The direction to remove waste in England will have been made by the Environment Agency. Where this part of the regulations are satisfied, the credit can be claimed by deducting it from amounts due in the accounting period in which the reuse or enforced removal happened, or any subsequent accounting period. Let's face it, the longer you leave it, customs don't mind because they are holding onto your money for longer. If the credit exceeds what you owe them, they will repay the amount back to you. Part 6 also allows credit to be claimed, and this covers bad debts. Credit can be claimed for bad debts, provided that the landfill site operator complies with the regulations 22 to 29. The credit is usually claimed in the accounting period in which entitlement to credit arises, or a subsequent period. The credit can be claimed if the following conditions are satisfied. The landfill site operator made a disposal on his site. Landfill tax was paid on the original disposal and related to a disposal by a person not connected with the operator. The person who disposed of the waste has not paid the landfill site operator for the whole or part of the debt. The operator must have written off the debt in his accounts. Evidence of the debt must be supplied to customs. For instance, a landfill tax invoice issued within 14 days of the original disposal. He must have records to show that he paid the tax in the first place and that the write-off has occurred. He must keep a record of any claim he has made from customs to show the amount of tax charged on the disposal, the return where the original tax was accounted for and paid, dates and numbers of landfill tax invoices, and any money that has since been received and any transfer notes. These records will be kept in the landfill tax bad debt account. And the final condition is that 1 year must have elapsed since the date of the invoice. How much credit will the landfill site operator be allowed to claim? Credit can be claimed for the proportion of tax on the disposal that relates to the amount outstanding. For example, you are due a payment from a debtor of £500, but the debtor has only paid £400 towards his debt. The total landfill tax on the invoice is £50. If we take the £50 tax and divide it by the total payment due under the invoice of £500, the tax makes up 10% of the invoice. Therefore, if £100 is outstanding, this allows the landfill site operator to reclaim £10 of the tax, i.e. 10% of the £100 gives us the tax reclaim of £10. You could also have calculated the credit in another way. £100 is outstanding out of the total £500. Therefore, one-fifth of the invoice hasn't been paid. One-fifth of the tax can be reclaimed, which is the £10 we just worked out. What if, then, the debtor actually settles the outstanding £100 and we have already reclaimed the £10 landfill tax from customs? Well, in this scenario, the landfill site operator must pay back to customs the £10 that he has reclaimed. If the debtor had only settled £50 of the outstanding amount, then the landfill site operator will pay a proportionate amount back, i.e., half the debt has been repaid, so half the tax will be repaid. This amounts to £5. The final part under which a landfill site operator can claim credit is Part 7. This covers bodies concerned with the environment. In a nutshell, if a landfill site operator makes a monetary contribution to a body that is helping our environment, then he will be given a tax credit based on the donation made. This is known as the Landfill Communities Fund, or LCF, and used to be called the Landfill Tax Credit Scheme, or LTCS. Therefore, we are looking at qualifying contributions being made by registered persons. A qualifying contribution is defined in Regulation 32, and this states that it must be made by a registered person, for example, a landfill site operator, and the contribution must be made to an approved body. Essentially, an approved body is one that has satisfied various requirements, such as it must be non-profit making and must have approved objects. There are numerous approved objects listed in Regulation 33, and they include, for example, land remediation and operations to prevent pollution. The body has to be approved by the regulator, which currently is Entrust. The amount of credit that the landfill site operator can claim is 90% of the contribution that he makes, but this is restricted to a maximum 5.5% of his annual landfill tax liability. Prior to the 1st of April 2010, the maximum was 6% of his annual landfill tax liability. Annual in this case means the 12-month period commencing on the 1st of April in any given year. In order that customs can audit the amounts claimed, the landfill site operator must keep records showing the amount of payments made, the date each payment is made, and the name and enrolment number of the body to whom the payment was made. The obligations that are imposed on approved bodies are that they are required to apply to the regulatory body and pay an application fee. The legislation sets the fee at a maximum £100 at the moment. They must apply the money that they receive for their approved objects, i.e., they are helping the environment, and this must not be to the benefit of the contributors. The approved body must keep a record of contributions it receives. For example, it must record the name, address, registration number of the registered people making the contribution, the amount of the contribution, and the date of receipt of the contribution. It must provide this information to the regulatory body within 7 days of receiving the money. The approved body may have to deliver to the regulatory authority audited accounts where the regulatory authority requires these. The request cannot be made earlier than 10 months from the body's year end. In addition, the legislation sets a maximum payment to the regulatory body of 5% of contributions received, which will go towards the running costs of the regulatory body. Customs can retrospectively recover tax credits from a landfill operator under Regulation 36 if they are not satisfied that the contribution or any income from it has been spent by the approved body on its approved objects. There has been a case concerning the legislation on these types of donations to approved bodies. There is a separate lecture on this case at the end of this one if you want to listen to it in detail. You will see in a minute that it wasn't a landfill tax case per se, but the tax was relevant to the decision. In summary though, this is what the case was about. The case was to do with an environmental body that went into administration. It was the owner of 3 pieces of land purchased, or substantially purchased, with funds provided from the Landfill Communities Fund. The administrators proposed to sell the land and use the monies from the sales to pay their own remuneration and pay unsecured creditors. Entrust expressed the view that the sale of the land could infringe the landfill regulations, and that HMRC would therefore be able to claim back the tax credits that landfill operators were given when they donated the money to the environmental body. This could then lead to an action being taken by those operators against the environmental body and or the administrators. Remember, we said earlier that customs can recover tax credits from an operator if they aren't spent on their approved objects, and if income derived from the contribution is also not spent on their approved objects. So, although this wasn't a landfill case as such, the tax was relevant. The administrators were obviously concerned as to whether they should enter into the contracts for sale of the land, because they would not wish to sell the land if it was unlawful to do so, and also they were concerned as to their remuneration. Therefore, they sought a direction from the court. Initially, the case was heard in the High Court, but then went to appeal to the Court of Appeal. The issue was Regulation 33A1B, which says that an approved body must apply qualifying contributions and any income derived therefrom only to approved objects. The High Court initially focused on the word income and decided that the money received from the land would be capital, so there would be no problem with using the sale proceeds from the land to pay creditors and the administrators. The Court of Appeal also said that there would be no problem with using the sale proceeds in this way, but arrived at that decision from a different angle. They focused on whether paying creditors and the administrators would be approved objects, and if so, it didn't matter whether the sale proceeds were income or not. They concluded that there was no evidence that the activities carried out by the company were unapproved, and that even if they had been, then they would have been ultra vires and a misfeasance and a misapplication of its assets. It is interesting to note that the court also said that whether income did include the proceeds of sale was irrelevant to the issue the court had to determine. That type of question should await a case in which they were relevant. So maybe we haven't seen the last of this one. Now it's time to test yourself. You're going to have a go at a legislation hunt. On the screen you will see a table with four columns. In the first column you will see a list. You need to use your legislation to find out where each of the items in the list are contained. The three columns on the right-hand side show the three pieces of legislation where the items on the list could appear. All you have to do is fill in the empty boxes by putting in the number of the relevant section, regulation, or schedule where you will find each of the items. Most of the items are only listed in one place, so you are only required to input one number for each item. The exception to this rule is the definition of qualifying material, where I would like you to input three numbers. If any of the items appear in a schedule and the schedule does not actually have a number, then just type in a zero. Once you are happy with your entries, then hit the enter key and the results will be shown to you. So how did you do? The rate of tax can be found in section 42 of the Finance Act 1996. Bad debt relief is covered in Regulation 22 of the Landfill Tax Regulations, i.e. Statutory Instrument 1527 of 1996. Payment of tax is found in Regulation 15 of the same statutory instrument. The definition of qualifying material can be found in three places. Section 42 of the Finance Act 1996, which refers you to Regulation 2 of Statutory Instrument 1528 of 1996, and the actual definitions are contained in the schedule to that statutory instrument. The definition of an accounting period is contained in Regulation 2 of the Landfill Tax Regulations, and the determination of weight starts in Regulation 41 of the Landfill Tax Regulations.